The Family Journal by Carolyn Brown. Performed by Brittany Presley. Chapter 1. When you come to the end of the rope, it's time to tie a knot and hang on. Lily Anderson had reached the place where there wasn't even enough rope left to tie a knot. She'd thought about her problem for a whole day, made a few phone calls, and now her mind was made up. She was moving her kids out of the city of Austin and to her hometown of Comfort, Texas, population a little more than 3,000. She hated to always be the bad person, but since the divorce 5 years ago, she'd had no choice. A kid could find a dozen friends on every street corner, but they only had one mother, and in her kid's case, only one parent, thanks to no help whatsoever from her two children's father. Knowing all that didn't make anything easier for Lily on Friday morning. Her hands were clammy and her pulse raced. She felt like gravity was pulling her heart right out of her chest. At least she owned a house in Comfort and the move wouldn't be difficult. She had almost changed her mind and decided to stay. But then her daughter, Holly, gave her one of those go-to-hell looks that was meant to fry her on the spot. You've got less than 24 hours to pack your clothing and whatever else you want to take to Comfort. Lily's voice landed somewhere between a whisper and an icicle. The movers will be here at 7 in the morning. Until then, I'll be taking your cell phone, laptop, tablet, and all the games you play on the television.
You can't do that!
14-year-old Holly jumped up from the sofa and screamed at her mother.
I won't leave my friends. You can't make me. We've got parties planned this weekend and I'm not going to miss them. I'll go live with Daddy.
You should have thought of that before you took a marijuana joint into the library bathroom on Wednesday afternoon.
Lily's fingers shot out like a pistol at her daughter.
Sit down and lower your voice.
Holly fell back onto the sofa and glared at her mother.
You had no right to come in the bathroom and spy on me.
So this is my fault. Do you realize what would have happened if the police had come into the bathroom instead? You'd be in jail, not moving to Comfort.
Why do I get punished too?
Her 12-year-old son Brayden pouted.
I wasn't the one who got caught smoking pot in the public library.
No, you.
Holly did a head wiggle.
You and your little buddies have been sneaking out at night to smoke cigarettes and drink beer. I don't see what the big difference is between smoking pot and cigarettes.
She turned back to her mother.
If I'd gotten caught with cigarettes, you would have taken my phone for a week,